Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
But see that Jesus Christ has destroyed death and brought life to light through the gospel.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking, an official came forward, knelt down before him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come, lay your hand on her and she will live." Jesus rose and followed him. And so did his disciples. A woman suffering hemorrhage for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel of his cloak. She said to herself, "If only I can touch this cloak, I shall be cured." Jesus turned around and saw her and said, "Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you." And from the hour, the woman was cured. When Jesus arrived at the official's house and saw the flute players and the crowd who were making a commotion, he said, "Go away, the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. When the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand, and the little girl arose. The news of this spread throughout all the land. Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Jesus said to the woman who was hemorrhaged, says, "Your faith has saved you." And these officials came to Jesus, and also he said, "Come and lay your hand on her, and she'll be cured." This is faith. Faith is very natural for Jesus, because we trust the love of God. No matter what, we are just us. So they learned from this faith of this woman, of this gentleman, they believe. Jesus, of course, ready to give a helping hand. But important that we need to increase in ourselves this trust. We have to learn every day on a daily basis, no matter what situation, believing that the moment that God wants us to share the mission of Jesus. The mission of Jesus, of course, is to spread the gospel to all the world. But first of all, through his action, he suffered for us. Even he died on the cross. And what St. Paul says, our Savior Jesus Christ had destroyed death and brought life to light through the gospel. So Jesus, not only he died of himself to save us, also he gave us his word, his gospel, so that we can be renewed in him. The Holy Spirit is with us. You understand that before Jesus left, he told his disciples, "I will send my Spirit to help you, to understand whatever I taught you." So we have to have this faith. You don't need every day whole passage of the gospel, but one or two phrases from the gospel or from the Bible. The Holy Spirit is working there. Many times, the the necessary movement, it comes up to our mind. I shared many times when I was a young seminarian, I worked in an old aged home. When I was serving the people with so much heart, and then the word of God comes into my mind. It says, whatever you do to the least, you're doing to me. So if I'm not putting all my strength to help this old man or this old woman, I'm not helping Jesus. And this is the word of God that helped me to do the service in a more sincere way, more truthfully towards the people. God's word is living, is life. So first of all, keep this word of God in us. And also, just we promise Jesus, whatever happened today, whatever people we meet, just treat them as Jesus would treat them. Even more, treat every person as we treat Jesus. As what Jesus says, whatever you do to the least, you are doing it to me.